Jason Swigart back here at the Child Center. Pilots win their fourth in a row, 72-62 over UC Davis. But it wasn't that easy as assistant coach Tyler Kelly joining us here. Your voice is in midseason form.
It is good. Two games this week, high level. Yeah, I'm coaching. I'm here. I'm good.
Oh, well, that was, this team has seen different looks, different styles seemingly in every game that they played. We go up and down for 40 minutes at Portland State last week, and now UC Davis kind of packs it in, an aggressive, into-your-body, man-to-man, physical, forearm on you the entire time. And initially, the guys came out tonight. The three-point shot really got you going early.
Yeah, it did. You know, we got a lot of that off penetration and kickouts. I think that's what our offense can do a lot. You know, we can when we move the basketball, once again, we had 21 assists, and that's off penetration, kickouts for threes. And it was a little bit harder. I think our game plan going in was let's get it inside. And then, you know, those guys, I mean, Hugh has three fouls, D has two fouls, and a total of 8 minutes combined, they had five fouls. So it kind of changed the way we played a little bit, and luckily we were hitting threes because if we weren't making those, we were going to be in trouble.
Well, and then you find out you don't have JoJo Walker, his back tightening up on him. So hopefully with a week off, he'll be able to get a little treatment and loosen that back up. What was the adjustments? Obviously, from a ball handling standpoint, Chase was fine there. Good that you got Quincy Farabee back because you really needed his minutes to spell those guys at times.
Well, that was the scary thing. As of yesterday, we didn't think Quincy was going to play. So we're sitting there going, okay, we're going to have to take Chase out a few minutes. Who's going to play the point? I mean, there was a lot of discussion even this morning at 8 a.m. about it. And, you know, I thought Quincy did a phenomenal job in the second half. I think he was kind of the difference there in the second half. He came in, made two or three great plays, drives to the baskets, assists, five assists, no turnovers. I thought he gave us a lift there in the second half. I thought he did a heck of a job.
Chatting here with assistant coach Tyler Kevin. Maybe the unsung hero so far this season, there's several to pick from, but the man across the way, the big 6'11", Jacob Tryon, what he did down the stretch against Portland State. He's not the biggest, most physical guy to move guys around, but his length, 7'2", 7'3", wingspan, and when Neufeld got it down there, he could go right over the top of Hugh and with D, but he had to do something different, and I thought that affected. He was uncomfortable when Tryon was on him.
Yeah, he was, and then we also made an adjustment. We just went and doubled him, so all of a sudden Neufeld had a couple guys on him. But you're right about Jacob. He does a good job of just kind of holding his ground, keeping his arms up, making a good play, blocking shots. And then I think he's kind of tired of everybody telling him that he can't rebound. And all of a sudden, he's like, I'm going to show you guys back-to-back games of really kind of saving us down the stretch.
No question. Does a great job keeping the ball high, too. We saw a couple of offensive putbacks where the first shot came up short, but he was able to get it, keep it high over his head, and not allow the defense to get in there and mix it up. A double-double for him tonight, 15 and 12. And now this team, four in a row. You've had to earn them all. There wasn't anything that came easy with these games. But you've earned a week off here to enjoy Thanksgiving. One, this team a little more dinged up than you would have thought, needs some rest.
No, we do. Quincy's banged up. Obviously, JoJo didn't play. I think Isaiah's been banged up for a while. Chase has had a bad ankle. We just, nothing major, but you're right. We need to get a couple days off. We need to come back, have some, a good week of practice, because all of a sudden we're going to play, I think it's nine games in whatever it is, 24 days. So it's a big stretch for us. And there's a lot of new things that we're doing offensively and defensively, and so we got to kind of just fine-tune some of that and get a little bit better. So, yeah, I think the break's coming at a great time, and everybody loves 5-1. Everybody loves a winner.
Turkey's going to taste a lot better on Thursday, no question. Yeah. What are a few of the finer things that you want to try and shore up with this group? They really are cohesive, so they're playing together. We talked about the percentage of made baskets that are assisted on. It's around 70%, I think, which is a ridiculous number at the collegiate level. But what are some of those finer points you want the guys to work on through the week?
Well, I think a lot is just, when we're not in our motion stuff, a little more execution of our sets, the timing of that, getting some easier shots at the basket. I think we got to kind of clean some of that stuff up a little bit. But, Yeah, you got to like the way we're sharing the ball, and that needs to be, you know, emphasized and continue to do that. I think the kids are buying into it, but I think we just got to kind of fine-tune our half-court execution when it comes to sets.
Yeah. There you go. Assistant Coach Tyler Gibbons.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much for stopping by. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving
and,
to you.
We'll see you back here
next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Let's do it.
There you go. Buddy. So we'll let Coach go. We'll bring Jacob in as we hand him a headset here. You don't have to stand up if you don't want to. You've earned a seat, my friend. Jacob Tryon here, our AAA Oregon Player of the Game. Keep life going with AAA. Congratulations, an outstanding effort. Really, a couple of outstanding games. Portland State down the stretch, and today a double-double, 15 and 12. And let's just start. How big a difference is it this season being healthy, just not worrying about your foot?
Oh, man, it's a blessing. It kind of just came out of nowhere last year, and I was ready to go for the season, and it kind of just hit me like a truck, really. I was out before I tore it, and then I tore it. So it was two different times where I was out for a long period. But it's a blessing to be able to play and be with my guys and help them out there. So it's definitely great.
Well, and kind of it's unique. Some of the veteran core of this group coming back was all with the bigs, but you all have different games. Hugh Hoagland, Tahir Diabate, and yourself. We'll see Theo hopefully here in a couple of weeks.
Four games.
You know, you're more perimeter-oriented, but due to foul trouble and some odd situations, you've had to go down there and bang with the Portland State guys who are just springy, and you never know where they're coming from, and then a legitimate big 6'11 post-up center here in Neufeld, and you've held your own. What's been the key for you getting down in the box?
Well, I mean, I've been a five pretty much most of my life, especially in high school, and, you know, kind of switched over to being a stretch four. I was even a stretch five. Sometimes I'm in. They want to have more spacing, so I'll run on the perimeter and try to get the big and screening action. But it's a little bit different being in there, especially when you have a big dude that like him. You know, you have to make sure you're moving your feet and kind of challenging him different ways because you can't just muscle up certain dudes. But I've just been trying to focus on rebounding and trying to get those numbers up because that's been a weakness for me recently, but working on it.
Well, you can tell the work's paying off, leading rebounder on the team now. And the other key, you know, one of the things with younger big men is they'll get the ball initially, but bringing it down, I think that's a key, being able to keep that up over your head, using your 7-plus-foot wingspan and allowing you to get some easy putbacks and those sorts of things. And you're killing it at the free throw line as well, so coach can keep you in down the stretch.
Yes, sir. Not tonight. 50% tonight, but I'm going to be working on it, try to be 8 for 8 again, another game. So,
chatting here with Jacob Tryon, his night a double-double, 15 points, 12 rebounds, the junior from Temecula. What a difference a year makes, too. Last year was so frustrating for everybody. You kind of turned things over a little bit, but a totally different kind of vibe, feeling around this team. I see a lot of smiles. I see a lot of joking, those sorts of things. When did that start to take place? When did you guys really start coming together and understand to leave last year behind, not have any carryover, not burden the new guys with that so much? How did that come together this summer?
Well, I mean, we had a lot of good additions with the new guys. You know, we got two grad transfers and some new freshmen. And everyone else is, you know, here again from last year. But it started off in summer. I mean, everyone's hanging out on and off the court, and everyone's just, you know, being friends, trying to get to know each other. And on the court, there's a lot more communication, which helps when you're playing. You know, I just think that everyone has each other's back, and it's a great group of guys. So it's definitely good. And it's easy to put last year behind us because we want to forget it.
Nobody wants to remember that, no question. But sometimes that's harder to do. Sometimes that cloud can hang over. You guys have been excelling at that. A great start to the season. You've earned a little bit of time off as you get ready for Thanksgiving. So now 7 full days off to, one, rest, and two, go back to work. How important is it in the season to have a couple of practices where you don't really necessarily have to do game planning or game prep? You can just work on individual stuff.
Well, it's definitely helpful. I mean, this year we've been going pretty hard and just making sure we're getting our concepts and And it's definitely helpful to have everyone kind of be in that competitive mindset. We have our days where, you know, day before a game, you want to go a little bit slower, go over more plays of the other team and walk through. But it's definitely important to be able to compete with the guys and, you know, get up and down and keep the conditioning up. So it's good.
Well, there you go. You guys have earned it. Excellent start. Jacob Tryon, junior big man, thanks so much for stopping by. Congratulations on the effort. I know
you guys
are doing a little clinic here with some of your new fans, so I'll let you get back to that and enjoy Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you.
We'll see you next a week from Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
There you go. You bet. Jacob Tryon there, our AAA player of the game.